Morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalil Bini. The ongoing recruitment drive by the Nagaland Police for 1,176 constable posts has received an overwhelming response from aspiring candidates across the state. We have a report from our correspondent.
According to the state police, 9,471 candidates have registered on the official portal as of 5 p.m. yesterday. Of these, 7,987 applicants have completed the 300 rupees examination fee payment, confirming their applications, while 1,484 candidates are yet to make the payment. The police department has urged all applicants to complete the process before the November 7 deadline to ensure eligibility. The online application portal nagalandpolicerecruitment.in will remain active until 3 p.m. on November 7. Asunyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
India's largest school hackathon, Viksit Bharat Buildathon 2025, will be held today between 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. The Viksit Bharat Buildathon is a nationwide initiative inviting schools and teachers to empower students from classes 6 to 12 to showcase their creativity and problem-solving skills. It will be live-streamed nationwide through the official portals vbb.mic.gov.in or schoolinnovationmarathon.org/registration. Prasar Bharati Chairman Dr. Navneet Kumar Sehgal said that India's growing economy is earning new respect across the world. Speaking at the residential meet of ICAI members in public service in Goa yesterday, Dr. Sehgal noted that India continues to grow at a strong pace of around 6.8 to 7%, a rate unmatched by any other major economy.
The last 10 years, we are one of the largest economy which is growing at the fastest rate. We are growing at 6.8 to 7% in between. No economy in the world of this size is growing at that point.
The Right to Information RTI Week 2025 was observed at the Town Hall Seminar recently. Chief Information Commissioner Kevisa Kense said RTI Week highlighted the objectives of the Right to Information Act 2005 aimed at promoting transparency and accountability. He urged government departments to provide information within the stipulated time and not to harass applicants, while also cautioning NGOs against misusing the act. State Information Commissioner Nosazol Charles presented a detailed PowerPoint on the RTI Act and interacted with participants. As part of the global observance of the International Day of Older Persons, the Tribal Old Age Home cum Daycare Center organized the Senior Citizens' Third Festival of Praise concert at Sovima yesterday. The objective of the event was to promote vitality, balance and well-being within the elderly community while also providing a platform to showcase their talents and foster a spirit of fellowship. Gracing the occasion as the guest speaker, Chairman Tafma Naglan Teja Meru emphasized that honoring elders should extend beyond ceremonies to include daily acts of care and inclusion. He appealed for a collective effort to support the elderly, turning respect and gratitude into an everyday responsibility. Joe Foundation Inclusive School celebrated its Parents' Day come Cultural Day at Arsempa Josema on Saturday under the theme Celebrating Tradition, Talent and Togetherness. Secretary and Chairperson of NBSE, Rangumbing Sarangbe, urged parents to spend quality time with their children and highlighted the importance of preserving cultural roots, language and traditions. He also stressed the need for skill development under the National Education Policy 2020, noting that academic degrees alone are insufficient in today's competitive world. Mr. Sarangbe called upon parents to guide their children and for students to cultivate communication and life skills. The event featured colorful cultural performances, indigenous games and folk dances by students. In the AFC Under-17 Women's Asian Cup China 2026 qualifiers, India will face host Kyrgyz Republic in Group G opening game at the Dolan Omurzakov Stadium in Bishkek this evening. The match will begin at 6:30 p.m. Indian time. India last participated in the AFC Under-17 Women's Asian Cup in 2005, so the young Tigresses are tasked with ending a 21-year wait to play at the continental stage. And the Indian Meteorological Department has forecast isolated rain and thunderstorms over Dimapur, Kohima, Pek, Woka and Zinheboto today. Meanwhile, the rest of the districts are likely to experience dry weather. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.